Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a sustainability presentation from November 2017. Mr. Andreas Andren, Chief Operating Officer, we are Spindai, presents Transparency and Certification is the Key to Measurable Sustainability.
All right, finally. Took some time, sorry about that. I blame these guys. My name is Andreas Andren. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of We Are Spindai. And I always start these talks with telling a little bit of story about myself and why I'm doing what I'm doing with Spindai. My background is I spent more than 10 years on the manufacturing side, on the producer side in China mainly. So I've seen a lot of the environmental problems that comes with all types of manufacturing, but textile industry and textile supply chains are, you know, very, very, because of all the water and the chemicals that we use in this industry. And we talk about when we are Spindai, for those of you who doesn't know what we are clean colors. And by clean colors, we mean colors that are produced, manufactured for textiles without any necessary harm, without the use of water, without the use of chemicals. So, and we also add the aspect of durability. So they are also very durable to sunlight and to fading and with washing. We have also been acknowledged by Greenpeace in their latest report, Fashion at the Crossroads, but as a company being on the right track. We're very proud of that, of course. So, yeah, and this is the foundation of what we base what we're doing. 20% of all the world's water pollution can be related to the dyeing of textiles. So, of course, this is something that we work here. And I was asked to come and talk here today about how we validate our environmental performance, the environmental performance that we have is outstanding. I'm going to show you on the next page what it actually is about. But one of the foundations of having these fantastic environmental performances is that, of course, you need to be able to talk about it. You need some proof. You need validation. This is what I'm going to talk about. So transparency and certification is the key to measurable sustainability. And this is the core of our work. I'm going to go into detail a little bit about what we do exactly, but this is the outcome. And we created a certificate. Of course, there are other initiatives out there who do maybe similar things, but we didn't find anyone who could talk about the things that we were wanted to highlight, that we wanted to say this is the most important things in terms of textile supply chain and manufacturing. So we did some collaboration with Sveria, it's a Swedish research organization, independent one, and collaborated around a project. We wanted to create something that is a one-pager, simple to read, simple to understand, and we wanted to highlight the four main factors that we think is the most important ones when we're talking about the environmental footprint of the textile manufacturing, which are, at least we think, water usage, chemical usage, carbon footprint, energy usage. And like I said before, we also bring in the perspective of durability. Like, how long can this garment or this fabric be used because it's before you throw it away? So it doesn't have to, if it's very resistant to light and to washing, you'd use it for a longer time. You don't want to throw it away if it still looks nice. And then we have also added on top transparency and traceability. I see that I didn't use my computer because the text here is a little bit off, but I think you can see what we mean anyway. So this is the foundation of what we do. This is and to explain how we do it, I'm going to go through the steps, and of course it's going to be in terms of how our supply chain works. This is of course same with most supply chains. In the textile industries, supply chains can be very fragmented. There's a lot of big players, there's a lot of small players, there's a lot of specialized players. It's also always difficult to know, okay, has this production been subcontracted because it was fully occupied at the moment, or did you just do it because the supplier couldn't do that specific step that you asked for, but they still said yes? There's a bunch of reasons why someone would like to outsource a specific step. And usually there's a few verticals out there. Many might express themselves as the supplier is a factory who does everything in-house, but usually they do a few things in-house. Maybe it is the weaving, maybe it is the dyeing, maybe it's the washing or the coating or whatever, but other stuff is outsourced. So the key to really understand how and what your environmental footprint really is to know where it has been produced. But because without being sure exactly where it's been produced, you can't really track what your environmental footprint are. So this is an example that I'm going to show you how we work in our supply chain. So basically, our process starts with picking the color, and then we need to match that with a recipe of a master batch. Master batch is something that is unique to our process, and that is actually pigments mixed with the polymer that carries the color into the fiber. So that could be a unit number one. We know where this master batch is produced, what it contains, and how long it takes to manufacture and to transport to unit number two could be a raw material supplier, for example. We use only recycled polyester. So we know where that comes from, it is certified, and how far it has been traveled. Third unit in our supply chain would be a spinning facility. That's where we mix these master batches, these pigments, with the raw polymer, which is recycled, and out comes a yarn that is already in a defined color. This yarn is now dyed without the use of any water or any extra chemicals. It's a very logic way of dyeing synthetic fibers, we think. And after that, we send that to a weaver, a knitter, who manufactures a fabric out of it, to woven or knitted. So that would be the unit number four. And then we go to a finishing facility. It is washed and maybe treated with some durable water repellency or wicking finish or something like that. And then we could have a sixth unit, a lamination unit, for example. So this is also couldn't be fragmented. We would also pick and choose which supplier would be most suitable. But the key here is that we know exactly where all these things are. And that is the most important thing. It's all about access to information. And there's a lot of other initiatives out there working with transparency and measuring sustainability. But a lot of them have at least part of it based on self-assessment. And self-assessment, of course, is great because it really motivates everyone in the supply chain to really bring something in. But it's also very difficult to accurately know exactly, okay, how accurate is this information? Can we trust it? So we ask ourselves many different questions at each specific manufacturing step, and I think everyone should probably be able to do that in the future. So, for example, in our supply chain, so where master batch, where does it come from? What are the ingredients? Who's the producer? How is it manufactured? Same with the raw material. And then goes around here. When we come to a knitting or a weaving facility, for example, we also go there ourselves and gather data. We also bring in the auditor, and we look at the machinery. We collect, okay, how many kilowatts does this specific machine take, and how many yards per hour can you make out of it and with this specific fabric, and we track all this and gather this data. And also do spot checks if we do a production there next time to make sure that the production is actually produced at that specific machine. We also check the energy source, for example, in producing countries, it could be different. It could be steam, it can be coal, it can be their own energy. It's from state grid or whatever. We check all these things and make sure that we are in control of what is the actual environmental footprint of our product. When it comes to scoring and finishing, that's the washing. Then we make sure that the wastewater is sufficiently handled. Is it on a local? Do they have their own wastewater treatment and so forth? As well as track everything that I just mentioned in terms of energy usage. That is the key. And this, all these things, it's not easy to get access to all this information. There might be suppliers that are reluctant to even share this information. Maybe they're protectionists, maybe they just don't understand what you're going to do with this information, so they just don't want to share it. But this is key. This is a lot of hard work that we put down to. And basically, we follow the same principles as LCA. LCA is an ISO standardized process of gathering data for life cycle analysis. And we use the same methodology, but we have done some cherry picking to really highlight these factors that I was talking about before that we think worth highlighting. Another very important factor that maybe some people miss is transportation. How far and by what means have the goods traveled between different locations? I mean, sometimes, very rarely, all these things can happen at the same place. Most of the time, it has to go from point A to point B, or usually more than one time. So it's very important to understand how has these products been transported between these different units. And also this, what quantities are needed at each specific production step? There are laws basically at every different step, no matter if it's on the knitting, on the spinning side, weaving, scoring, things tend to really come out, not come out as everyone planned all the time, so there's a little loss, and it's very important to understand the loss at every different production step. So This is exactly what we do. It's very thorough work. We also are transparent. This is something that is delivered with each and every order. The front page explains everything about the environmental reduced environmental footprint on each of those four KPIs. It also shows how durable is this fabric. And this is the second page of the certificate, which is transparent, shows what processing unit has been involved in production for that specific step, as well as, so we gather also the transaction certificates between every step. So this is something that we're very proud of. And like I said, the very key here is to know transportation, distance between units and log means of transport, and the quantity needed, because without the knowledge of how much loss, it's impossible to calculate exactly what is the environmental footprint. And we like to talk about this as a unique selling point. If you have a certified process, that is a unique selling point, because without that, how are you going to be sure that you talk about the right things? How are you going to be sure that don't get bashed in the media if you come with these statements and you don't have anything to back it up? This is extremely important. So we have created a bunch of tools that we provide to our customers. In addition to the certificate, which is the certificate can be used in many ways, of course, and to put up in the sustainability report. It can be used in internal presentations, but it's not really functional to use in the communication to consumers. So. We have also a hang tag program where all these benefits show very clearly. We also have commercial and for e-commerce. And this new project that we just started up is to do all these things automatically. That would be with RFID tags that follow the production all the way from raw material all through processes. These RFID tags nowadays, they're so small, they're so cheap that you could basically put them on each fabric roll without them destroying the calculus at the end. So it's really interesting. And these little RFID tags, they can track movement, quantities, even temperatures within a supply chain, and that's very important for us, because what really gives us the upsides in our process is the temperatures in different stages. So adding temperature is resource demanding, it needs a lot of energy, so this is very interesting for us. If they've added some extra treatment that needs more chemicals and so forth, but this is something that comes together with each and every batch. And like it says here, these unique selling points for sustainability is added value. We say that sustainability is status. It's something that really has changed recently. I mean, you can't really have a premium product today without having some kind of a sustainability perspective on it. It doesn't really work. So, and then when we add on the durability, like I said, to really create a long life for a product, then that's when we can, when we combine these two. So we have the environmental KPIs, we have the durability, these are tested. These are possible to quantify, to compare to other techniques and to other materials. And that is really a measurable sustainability. And that's what I really came here to talk about. I think that's the only way how we as players in this industry can really make a difference. If it's not measurable, how can we compare to other things, and how can we talk about it in a strong way? Yeah, this... That's why we're working on to get it automated. But to do that, I mean, if you're not from the industry, you probably don't know that this industry is extremely analog. It's basically people use scissors and when they're cutting in the cutting table, and it's a very analog sewing machines. There's no hardly any factories that work with digitized systems. Yeah, a lot of it is notes, and so it's very difficult to get it automated. So that's why we have actually received a grant of 2 million Swedish crowns from the Swedish state to really investigate on how to automate these processes in terms of traceability. But what you're saying is, this is something that we strive for. Today is not automated. Today we do everything basically analog as well, and we gather all this data and we do calculations based on the same methodology as you're doing a life cycle analysis. But we just cherry pick, and then we chose to highlight these four KPIs that we picked out. Was that an answer to your question?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, it is. I mean, we've set a standard for it, so now there's a format. But yeah, it takes a little bit of time. Since it's not automated, since it's a bunch of analog stuff, and we gather all this data by manually. So of course, yeah, it's a bit of a cumbersome process at the moment. Yeah.
And
yeah. Yeah, it takes time. Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. And also, since we need someone to verify it, the research organization, they don't work for free, of course. But we hope to, when we have automated this process, of course we can't automate everything at the same time, but if we start at some steps, we're probably going to cut down costs on that as well. Yeah. All right, anyone else? All right, if not, then I say thank you very much for listening. Sorry about the technological hiccups in the beginning. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2017 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.